Running number four, here is Russell Patrick Hodges.
So far, it's the story of wasted opportunities for the San Francisco Giants. And we're going to play the bye-bye baby bonanza inning with the leadoff batter for the San Francisco Giants. It will be Bobby Bonds. And Rick, do you have a microphone anywhere? Bill, you'll have to do it. All right.
I'll do it while
the leadoff batter will be Bob Bonds. And how much is the amount today, Bill?
$1,300.
$1,300. Bobby Bonds to swing for?
For Vern Hussey. H-U-S-S-E-Y, 469 Molino Drive, San Francisco, 94127. Vern Hussey.
Bobby Bonds will lead off. Cincinnati has been eliminated, and the Giants are fighting for their lives here in Dodger Stadium. Bonds doubled a left his last time. Claude Osteen to face Bobby. Sends in a fastball strike. Must have been a surprise to Bobby, because he usually sees breaking stuff. Now LeFevre is right on third base. Osteen throws. Low for a ball on a count of 1-1. Claude throws. Bonds checks. That pitch is high for ball two. And the message board lights up with a special welcome to the Boosters Club of San Francisco. But the crowd is strangely quiet about it. Bonds swings using a butcher knife swing on a curve ball, and it's 2-2. Balls, two strikes. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Bonds watches strike three. So he is out, and the batter will be Jimmy Davenport. Davenport grounded out his last time. Rig, he's swinging for $1,300.
He's swinging for Roberto Antonuccio at 137 Jefferson Street in Watsonville, California, 95076. Roberto Antonuccio.
Final at Madison, Wisconsin. That set this crowd up. The pitch to Davenport. High, ball one. UCLA defeated Wisconsin 34-23. Elroy Hirsch, the new athletic director at Wisconsin. Now the pitch on the way. Davenport takes low for ball two. USC is playing Northwestern here tonight. 2-0 pitch to Davenport. He watches a slow curve. 2-1. Grounds one to Sizemore. Throws him out for out number two. Jack Hyatt, who walked his last time, will be the batter. The only base on balls. Osteen is given, and Jack will be swinging for.
Jack swings for Bernice B. Smith at 136 North 3rd Street in Salinas, California, 93901. Bernice B. Smith.
And if you didn't get your card in before last night at midnight, we're through for the year with you for Bye Bye Baby Bonanza. Osteen delivers. Hyatt swings and misses strike one. Willie Davis straight away in center. Here's the next pitch. Hyatt pops it high down the left field line. Mickey Mota is settling under it. And he's there to make the catch for out number three. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. We go to the bottom of inning number four. The Dodgers lead 1-0.
Pizza Hut.
Like time to love Pizza Hut.
You love Pizza from.
So putt-putt to a Pizza Hut.
Tomorrow here from Los Angeles, we will play the Bye-Bye Baby Bonanza inning for $1,400. The entries are closed for the year. Willie Davis, the leadoff batter, has flied to center, grounded to short, and flied out to right field. A left-handed batter against a left-handed pitcher. Blow it outside, ball one. Willie Davis, who hit on the hit-run play last time and flied to center. Fouls it down the right field line. One and one the count to number three. That's too low, and Jack Hyatt and John Kibler are not in complete accord. Mike McCormick waiting for his sign from Jack Hyatt. Now the delivery. Willie Davis slaps it foul to the left side. 1-0 favor the Dodgers. They've used their two hits for one run. Now Kibler walks out to give Mike McCormick what for. That's a good expression. That covers a lot of things, doesn't it, Rick?
Touches all the bases, Russ, right there. I think Hyatt and McCormick both figured the other pitch was a strike. It looked like a strike.
Now the delivery to Willie Davis, swung on and set on a looping fly ball to center. Mays is there, and it's out number one. If you're enjoying the game and you're where you can reach for one, enjoy it even better with a cold glass of Berge, the comfortable beer. Andy Costco will be the Giants batter, will be the Dodgers batter. McCormick checking with Jack Hyatt to pitch to the Dodgers' leading home run hitter. And he nails a line drive to center field. Mays has to move to his left. He is there for out number two. No doubt about it, they're hitting Mike rather sharply now, and LeFevre will be the batter.
Mike's got everybody placed just right, Russ. Well, Abner knew what he was doing, didn't he?
Lamota sure wore him out a little bit in that first inning. Mike had to make about a dozen pitches to one batter. And they all count, particularly in this humidity. Here's McCormick throwing to LeFevre. Jimmy takes a slow curve that bent down and got the outside corner. Now the pitch, LeFevre nubs it right back to the box. McCormick surrounds it, throws to McCovey, and it's out number three. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on, and at the end of four full innings, The score of the ball game is 1-0.